Without the transition.
Okay, so in the excerpts for her love of the Creator, from love of the created beings to love of the Creator, we're in excerpt number 16. Bala Sulam writes, there is no other cure for humanity but to assume the commandment of Providence to bestow upon others in order to bring contentment to the Creator in the measure of the two verses. The first is love your friend as yourself, which is the attribute of the work itself. This means that the measure of work to bestow upon others for the happiness of society should be no less than the measure imprinted in man to care for his own needs. Moreover, he should put his fellow person's needs before his own, as it is written in the article Matan Torah. The other verse is, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the goal that must be before everyone's eyes when laboring for one's friend's needs. This means that he labors and toils only to be liked by the Creator, as he said, and they do his will.
No.
Well, I don't see any questions, even though there's a lot. Okay, I'll read it maybe. There'll be more. There's no other cure for humanity but to assume meaning. As much as we want to heal our state, to renew it, to make something better of it, nothing will help us. Except if we take upon ourselves the commandment to bestow to the Creator, to bestow to the others, that it'll be as a law between us. Obviously, it can never come from our own desire, because our desire is to bestow to ourselves, to each and every one. But when we rise above ourselves and bestow to others, by this we can heal all of the problems, all the trouble in humanity, and there will be more and more problems and trouble. If we are still in self-love instead of bestowing to others. And this should be in order to give contentment to the Creator. Meaning the connection between us to bestow to the others, and all of the bestowal towards the others has to be aimed towards bestowing to the Creator. In what way? The first is, love your friend as yourself, which is the attribute of the work itself, meaning I have to actually reach this like I love myself, as it says, like you. This means that the measure of work to bestow upon others for the happiness of society should be no less than the measure imprinted in man to care for his own needs. Moreover, he should put his fellow's needs before his own. Meaning, why am I now working only for the benefit of the others? And if I come out of it to any action, first of all, I think about the others. To reach a state that I work not because I'm bestowing for the others, I'm also going to reach a good effect on me, good results towards me, but that specifically, that is what I'm aiming for, to bestow to the others. Meaning that this condition of love your friend as yourself won't be something necessary that we'll do because we're forced, but we'll keep it because we love. And then I receive all of the egoistic nature that the Creator created in me for my own benefit. That I'm happy I have it, because then I can, above it, I can relate to the others. The second, the other verses, and you will love your God, your Lord, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. This is the goal that must be before everyone's eyes when laboring for one's friend's needs. Meaning, if I work in order to connect to the others, I do it actually in order to bestow to the Creator. This means that he labors and toils only to be liked by the Creator. As he said, they do his will. Because here there's something extra, that if I think of the friends, whether I want it or not, subconsciously it's connected to me. Because we are together in the same plate, in the same vessel. But if I think of the Creator, then I'm disconnected from us. That's why there has to be another rule. Love the Lord your God. So there's love your friend as yourself, and there's the second stage, love the Lord your God.
PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Always when I hear, he writes here, love your Creator with all your heart and all your might, and it sounds illogical. How, I don't know him, how can I love him?
That's why it's not pushed onto you to begin with. They say, excuse me, mister, you need to go into a 10. You need to gradually see how in the 10 you're advancing towards love, towards connection. So try and do it in the 10. See how much for it or against it, who you can help you to reach connection, that the connection will go higher into love, and so on. Please do it. Not instantly. That's why he's telling you that you have two stages.
I remember when I began learning with you, you said, I was pretty shocked at the beginning, you said the Creator is revealed between us. And I never got that.
Yeah.
You know, you say there is Creator, this Creator. And how is he revealed? It's illogical, this whole matter.
Of course, because you're thinking irrationally about the revelation of the Creator. The Creator is the force of bestowing love. Can it be revealed between us or not, this force?
According to what we're learning, they say yes.
So, if you thought something else about the Creator, what am I guilty about it? You came from some other philosophies where it's written about the Creator that he has a body and he weighs and I don't know what, and he rides a white horse or something, or a white donkey. By the way, it's right, the right donkey, because a donkey, chamol, is chomer, a material, matter. And white, that it got the intention to bestow.
Why does it sound like a fantasy when we say the Creator is revealed between us in the 10? Isn't it sound weird?
Why?
I mean, we're saying you're revealing a force. It's not in nature. It doesn't exist by us.
It exists. Just towards you it doesn't exist. How do you say it doesn't exist? Where do you know what exists or not? You always add me and not towards him.
I need to attain it though, right? It doesn't exist.
So there are those who attained it, and they're telling you, attain, not believe us that it's like that. They say, we want to help you attain this.
Kabbalists, this is what they did as well? They began from zero and progressed gradually like this?
They started from zero, and nobody starts from spirituality. Everybody starts from corporeality. And everyone starts from states that are much worse than you. You have a mind, feeling, a general education. You have a society, a system that can help you stand correctly and tell you about everything. What do you mean? How can it be that you're even complaining?
The opposite. I mean, it sounds, I don't know, it's unpleasant to say, it sounds like a fable. Something that's unrelated to nature. How to connect between the friends? I mean,
there are things that are in our attainment, in our hands, and there are things that aren't in our hands that we hear about or discover through some instruments. There's all kinds. We're not in a state where that we're so primitive. No? So Kabbalists explain that there's a force in nature, and it's a force of bestowal, and it is between us, and we have to reveal it, because the force of bestowal is the main force in nature. Nature, and Gematria means God. It's the same thing. The Creator is the nature. So let's reveal Him. Only physicists, or I don't know, they want to reveal Him by their instruments. And we discover Him with our instruments. That's it. Because there's forces that you cannot reveal with instruments. It's above instruments. Even in physics, we study all these things that you cannot reveal them with our tools, with our instruments. We can't.
Main condition, according to what we learn, is only the matter of the connection between the friends. That's it.
You can't reveal this force only through connection between people. That's how scientists discovered it. These special scientists called Kabbalists. That's how they discovered this. It's not that it was just like that. It was a revelation. This revelation came to Adam Rishon.
I wish.
And then 20 generations from Adam Rishon, this developed in humanity until it reached Abraham. And from Abraham to us, it's already close.
You know what I'm impressed with? I'm strengthened from this that you're a Kabbalist, that you've attained it, and if you attained it, of course, then surely, then we can. If without this example, then how?
I also attained it in a very small manner, and you can attain much more, and you need great vessels for it. And now it's revealed in a way that we can really reach revelation of the Creator to all the created beings, which is called the end of corrections. That's it. So all in all, from Adam Rishon, it continues till the end of correction. Let's do it. What's the problem?
No problem. We're making an effort to do that.
We'll try and we will do. Until the final moment, we have to give everything in order to attainment. Actually, in our time, in our world, all together in our life, life isn't destined for anything but to reveal the upper force.
You're right. Everything's an illusion.
Latin 2.
Gracias, Rab. La pregunta es, ¿qué es esta buena relación entre nosotros con respecto a esta fuerza llamada Creador?
What are the correct relations between us in relation to the force called the Creator?
The relationships between us are egoistic. If we correct them even a bit to be in the forms of bestowal, so we can, in these forms of bestowal, we can feel a new reality. which is the Creator. That's what we need to reveal. That's why he's called the Creator. Come and see. Bole. Come means that we are performing relationships of bestowal between us, and see is that we discover that there's a special force that's revealed. That's it. Like catching fish. So in our net, in our nice connections, we can catch the Creator. That's why it's called come and see. Info.
Shalom, Rav. Shalom lekulam, kol ha-chaverim.
Hello, Rav. Hello, everyone, all the friends. We are very happy to invite everyone tomorrow to a physical lesson. By the way, the preparation tomorrow is going to be Darom at Tel Aviv 2. They're doing the preparation for the lesson. And many friends are coming from all over to a physical lesson in the center. And after this, audio got cut off.
You disappeared.
So
whoever didn't know will know. We really want this meal to be a serious event of connection. Not of internal happiness, but a serious event of connection. The expression of our yearning for connection, a place that we'll enter from 10 to 1. So once again, Darom and Tel Aviv 2 are preparing our lesson tomorrow. Then we'll have a lesson and the meal with the hummus. A lot of yearning for connection. And we're going to enter from 10 to 1. Marcus, can you add a bit more?
Yeah, we have a special opportunity tomorrow to increase the connection between us. The study hall, for the first time, it's been over a year already, so now it's ready to accept people. There's also going to be the hummus meal, the first one after the lesson, since more than a year already. And we also wanted to ask you about it. In what is our meal, and what does it add to the lesson? What's special about it? Usually, it's very warm, good meals, because they come right after a lesson, that we are very happy to gather together, each one in their table, whether at home or groups, in all kinds of places, if it's possible, only just keep the laws of health, only if it's possible. We also, here we're gathering, and only whoever can come according to the Board of Health conditions, that's who comes, and we'll be very happy once to all of us sit together, the whole world together in one meal. That's already going to be the meal of the ox and the whale and the... Then it's meaning a sign of the whole complete meal where we're all filling ourselves with the relationships of love between us and the Creator is there, will fill us with His presence. That's the sign of the meal. And I'm expecting that tomorrow morning we will be together, all of us, and each one will prepare some little meal, even a drink maybe, beer or whiskey or vodka, whoever wants, alak. And then we will still sit. Maybe it'll be every Friday like we used to have it. Many years ago, maybe. But again, I'm saying, only according to the laws of the Board of Health in any place. Okay?
Good.
So by this, what else info?
We would understand. Tomorrow, right? Hummus, fighting with the whale, we're going to be singing songs, let's be there together. It's a lot of yearning. Yair, how are we going to prepare for this? Tell us.
Yeah, so We're all excited. Lesson and a meal tomorrow, and we'll just go over the details again to make some order so it'll be clear how we're going to behave here. If we can see the slide of the time again, so again, at 2, the building here will be open in Petah Tikva. You can come in. 2:45, as usual. We're going to start the preparation, the whole world, each one from its own place. And from 3 till 5:30, our special lesson is going to take place, also here physically in the study hall on the second level in the building. At 5:30 till 6:15, we're going to have the hummus meal in the meal hall. Now, about physically the conditions to enter the building, it's relevant for people that are trying to enter here physically. The entrance will only be able whether you sign up and get an approval in advance. Meaning you can only come here, you have an obligation to sign up with the links that were sent and will be sent again. It's for men only from the age of 18. Men from the age of 18 that are friends of the Israeli Kli and friends of the point in the heart only. So friends of the Israeli Kli and friends of the point in the heart only that have a Corona certificate. Again, Corona certificate, whether they got a vaccination or they healed from the disease, and only if they haven't been expired. Expired documents won't be accepted. Whoever has a corona paper, whether he got a vaccination or he healed, he can enter the building. Only if it hasn't been expired. And we will wear masks during the lesson. And it's important that we listen to the ushers that'll explain how everything's going to be taking place in the building. And next thing that it's important to remind, we cannot let people in the building with any other corona tests of any kind, meaning the tests don't let us enter the building. That's why only the certificates that I've mentioned are the relevant approvals to enter the building. So again, the link was sent to everybody yesterday and will be sent today again. All the regulations will be in there to getting the approval to enter. An approval to the lesson and the meal. And one more important thing, whoever won't stay for the meal will come to the lesson but won't stay for the meal, still must sign up in order to be admitted into the building. I repeat, if somebody plans to come to the lesson and not the meal, still have to sign up in order to receive the permission to come in. So please make sure you read the announcement. And again, whoever hasn't sent his corona document yet to Kola, so please send it to his certificate to the mail on the screen. kolaish@gmail.com. Only whoever didn't send it to Kola yet. That's it. We've ended here.
Yeah.
Just remind after all the announcements, friends, lesson, hummus, meal. That's what we're coming for, to connect.
We have an announcement
on a recommended task mutual for the whole world Kli. What opportunity is the meal and the lesson giving us tomorrow? What do we want to attain by them? Once again, the lesson and the meal tomorrow, what opportunity are they giving us? What do we want to attain by them? That's the recommended task for the whole world Kli. Oh, and friends, the event of Avut, which is its goal for preparation for the upcoming Congress, is happening right now. And 5:45, links will be sent through our usual channels to the Zoom. You can also watch through YouTube and the Siva Tova. End of the song. Good day, friends. Let your heart listen, shoulder to shoulder.
the deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you.
This is why.
Together, together as one.